Texte numéro 94. Scotland's new hate crime act will have a chilling effect on free speech. In On Liberty, the greatest defence of free speech ever penned, John Stuart Mill, the son of a Scottish philosopher and economist, condemned the assumption of infallibility, being so certain you are right that you take it upon yourself to settle a question for everyone else, without allowing them to hear what can be said on the contrary side. If only today's Scottish politicians were listening. The country's new Hate Crime Act, which is expected to come into force in 2022, will make certain political arguments punishable by up to 7 years in jail. It creates an offence of stirring up hatred, criminalising utterances that are considered inflammatory or insulting, even when they cause no actual harm and are not intended to incite a specific act. And it covers private conversations within the home. As debate in the Scottish Parliament during its passage made clear, it is largely aimed at silencing women who argue that access to single-sex spaces and services should be according to biological sex, not self-declared gender identity. Speech considered abusive of a trans person, someone who does not identify with their natal sex, is criminalised. Abusing someone because of their sex is not. A proposal to carve out protection for factual statements, such as that human beings cannot change their biological sex, failed. Stirring up offences in England and Wales covering race, religion and sexuality are narrowly drawn and hardly ever used. The new Scottish offences, by contrast, seem likely to be prosecuted with vigour. In 2021, Marion Millar of Four Women Scotland, a feminist group, faced prosecution under existing laws after being accused of sending transphobic tweets. One included the slogan, hashtag women won't shut up, and a picture of ribbons in the suffragette colours that supposedly looked like a noose. The case was eventually dropped, though only after much expense and stress. The new act will make such prosecutions easier. It is the latest authoritarian move by the Scottish National Party, SNP, which has dominated Scotland's Parliament for a decade. Critics say its focus on Scottish independence, which has given it a near majority, allows it to avoid stating a coherent political philosophy or listening to critics. Hate crime laws often end up criminalising minorities, says a barrister specialising in media law, including those they were intended to protect, and more generally anyone who falls foul of the authorities. And they have a chilling effect, she adds, as people self-censor for fear of being reported, perhaps maliciously. As Mill put it, unmeasured vituperation, employed on the side of prevailing opinion, really does deter people from expressing contrary opinions and from listening to those who express them. Adapted from The World Ahead 2022, The Economist, November 2021.